I didn't like the second one as much.
Deal with it.
The first one was awesome, though.
Oh, man.
I got Bohemian Rhapsody in my head.
And for some reason, that last part, at least the beginning parts of it, reminded me of something.
Maybe.
I have no clue what.
Hey, this is Simon from The Slant, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library, the best podcast on Earth.
Man is seat, kann man es sehen und wie man es will, kann man es wollen und ja, wie wir es brauchen, können wir es kriegen, es ist alles egal. Schwarz oder weiß, rot oder gelb, ist man Feige oder ein Held, wer zieht die Fäden, immer dieselben, es ist alles egal. Doch hin, es soll so sein. Wer ist das Opfer und wer ist das Schwein? Wen soll es treffen? Uns doch nicht. Es ist alles egal. Es ist alles egal. Es ist alles egal. Es ist alles egal. Ja, scheißegal. Es ist alles egal.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Luis,
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at The Mix. This is a band that was brought to us by the Muse Box's Katie Trimble. So, Katie, we appreciate you doing this for us again. And this one is not necessarily a EP per se. It's just a grouping of songs that this band is around performing at different venues. And we'll let April take it away with The Mix.
Yeah, first off, this is not The Little Mix, which is a UK girl band. This is The Mix. Well, it's very different. Okay. It's very, very
evidently
different.
Evidently, true.
Little Mix is
well,
like,
the second song.
Little Mix is like Katy Perry and not Jessie J. It's just really girly and poppy.
So, okay.
And so it's, this definitely is not that. This is The Mix. Song. They're from Germany. Specifically, the best I can pronounce it, Braunschweig. I know W's are V's. Braunschweig, Germany. Sorry if I did probably butcher that. And they were founded in 2009, so they've been around for roughly 6 years now, since it's 2015 now.
Right.
So 6 years. Mm-hmm. And they were founded by Peter Savick. And the interesting thing about this group is that they are, if not completely, but mostly comprised of...
talk about transitions.
Yeah, no joke. But they're mostly made up of musicians with different disabilities, you know, whether it be autism or other. And there's 11 total members. So it's a big group, I think. That's a really big group. There's 11, and like you just heard, it's definitely more of a rock sound, and it's not alternative rock. It's more of a, it's not classic rock per se.
It's kind of getting into the 90s, 80s, late 80s feel, 90s. Like,
kind of hair band.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little, yeah, a little I see bit. That a lot.
And we'll have to mention the first song was Elle's Eagle.
Yeah, you can do that. Good job. But yeah, good. And they actually had a their debut tour in the U.S. and Canada. Was last year in September, 2014 September. Mm. So they have debuted here, and they have a major fan base in Germany, at least, and they've also toured not only in Germany, but England and Denmark, you know, the U.S. and Canada. They just did recently. They had Africa. They've toured, and they've also are trying to line up. I don't know if they've secured it or not, but they're working towards a touring France and Australia. So they're definitely a
well-traveled group.
Yeah, a worldly group there. My ears hurt.
Are you too loud or what?
No, the oh. The headphones hurt. It's a problem. Fix it. But yeah, in the U.S. tour they had alone, some of the places they went to were New York City, Boston, Washington, Baltimore, and Philadelphia. And they went to more, but so it's mainly East Coast. Mainly, yeah. I'm sure they got down a little bit into America, but for the most part, major East Coast. And the 11 members they have, I'm sorry, but I couldn't find their names. I could only find the founder's name, Peter Savick. But it's made up of guitar, keyboard, bass, drums, and vocalists, like you heard. And I was giving these two pages, which probably tells me all 11 names, except
they're in German.
Except the whole page is in German, so I can't tell the German name from the German word, just because I don't know German.
Well, exactly.
but yeah, and I was pleasantly surprised by this group because they are, you know, a disabilities group, yeah. And that's their main focus is going out and raising awareness for it and equality rights, you know, and mm-hmm. just in general, you know, just chill with us. It don't matter if we have disabilities and all that, which, you know, I definitely understand. I'm like, that's cool. But most of the time, stuff that happens like that, it's more of a sympathy. Oh, I like you guys.
Yeah.
You're doing a good thing instead right. of I like you guys because I like your music. But in this case, they have some, I think pretty it's good pretty, pretty good music.
Yeah, their music is pretty good.
Especially the first of the three songs.
Yeah, that we just played. Yeah.
And that one to me had the singer in it. It was probably the one that founded it, if I was guessing.
Maybe.
It had a nice, strong baritone bass voice. It had a strong guitar beat to it, bass guitar.
I loved the start of it because all I can picture with that, like, heavy, like, dude. all I could picture when it started playing and, like, it's enveloping my ears was, like, this intense yo-yo battle about to start.
There's going slow. Actually three singers in that first one. Because another one.
I'm not sure.
Sounds kind of older. There's at least three. Sounds kind of older. Started around the time when they started speaking English and that.
Well, they had all throughout all the songs.
Well,
there
it's
was,
German.
The main singer, which I believe had the deeper voice, but there was it almost sounded like kids' voice.
Yeah,
singing
really?
That, at the same time or higher voices.
Yeah,
I was thinking like
that's
maybe
at least higher. One, possibly yeah. more voices right there, which is why I say right. at least three.
Yeah,
at
I knew least. It was. It's yeah. There's a male that had the predominant vocals, right. but then they had probably like. Yeah, two or three women in the back, and they did something to make their voice not wishy-washy, but just like dampened it
mm-hmm.
so that it came in as background. So I didn't picture kids, but yeah, like higher voices
and then
dampened.
Near to the end, there's what sounds like an older guy that's singing too.
I didn't hear that.
It was around where they started singing a part in English as well.
I didn't hear that. I just heard the lead singer.
Yeah, there's only one time in all the three songs where I heard them sing English. I mean, yeah, they repeated right. it, the phrase.
Mm-hmm. That was on the first song.
But yeah, for the most part, it is German. So if you're bothered by not being able to understand what you're hearing, I suggest learning German or
just
not.
Enjoying the beat.
Well,
that's what I did.
You
I
know,
can always try to figure out what the pronunciations sound like.
True.
Though that is in no way an accurate translating tool, because I highly doubt they were saying this is Fallacy Garden. I highly doubt that is what they were saying.
True, probably what they were saying was what they were singing in English at the end.
Probably.
I have no idea. Honestly, I liked it.
We'll take a short spin for the middle song, and this one is again has a rock feel to it, and I believe this is pronounced Du Bist.
So yeah, this is the third track.
This is the third track of what was Katie gave us to download. So here we go with Du Bist.
Mein Herz macht das nicht mehr.
But yeah, I love the beginning of that song. I don't know if I like that beginning or the opening song's beginning better, but I love that one. And obviously, you know, I've mentioned a lot of episodes. It seems like, you know, I'm a fan of Jack White. And I've just, you know, before we listened to The Minx, I just showed one song, 16 Saltines by Jack White, to everyone else. And the opening of that song, it sounds very much
like a Jack
Black. Like a Jack, mm-hmm. Jack White.
Jack Black.
Dad. Jack White. Different song. And so, like, I'm just, oh, yeah, colors. I'm feeling it.
I did like the, I guess, I don't know if it was the guitar, the whole, the whole song.
Electric
yeah,
guitar.
For some reason, that beginning reminds me of something. I have no clue what. Pretty sure it wasn't Jack White, but
probably not.
I'm not sure if it's a cover song or not, because they probably even mentioned there was a piece that sounded familiar.
When
too,
they started coming in with their vocals, I was like, whoa, this sounds familiar. I mean, maybe not a cover, but in the same personality as that of the song or something.
And this one, of course, you could tell was another rock one for sure.
Yeah.
And but this one, it was a little different because they didn't feature the male voice. He was more mixed in with all the mm-hmm. others. Yeah. So it was more of a blending. And yeah. it's definitely the instruments took the front and center in this one.
Yes. That's what I like about it.
Now that I've heard it in that bit again, I'm wondering if the vocals couldn't be a little more oomph. Not to overpower it, but just to match. You know, like you've got this
strength.
Intense rock, you know, background. Maybe we should have some intense rock. Not like Kiss, but something.
Well, I think if he would take over
mm-hmm.
and be the spotlight and the rest be background, you know, with the first song, he did have that strong voice. So I think he could do it, but they just made a conscious decision but to just make it more blended, I guess.
Maybe.
It might be dependent on the song.
Maybe.
Not sure if that would have really helped it on this one, but yeah.
I'm thinking, true. I think that this type of mix works too, where they, you know, it's more blended with the voices, but if they just made it less monotone, because it's more of, it's more of a, like, kind of like a Gregorian chant they're kind of doing against the vocals, where they're just kind of chanting the words.
Yeah.
And so maybe if they played around with their notes and stuff, you know, make less monotone, be just to, I don't know, give our ear some ear candy.
Some ear candy?
Yeah.
Don't dig it out and eat it, though. My bare little nice thing. But this is one where, again, we've reviewed Girls' Generation, which was a Korean K-pop group. We will probably do a few others possibly in the future. But this is one where, again, it shows you don't necessarily have to know the words to enjoy the music.
Right.
And they could be saying anything they want to, but if it's a good beat, I can go with it.
They could be talking smack about us and we don't even know.
That's true.
I could make a joke, but it'd be horrible.
Well, let's not get horrible.
I know. That's why I'm not.
But their last song, which we are going to be playing, is Ender's Scene. I believe that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah, and this one's a different tone.
Completely different.
It's like, it's almost like a summer anthem. Not in the poppy summer anthem sense, but it's
close,
though. It's happy.
You know,
to start.
Much
I mean,
more lighthearted.
Yeah.
I like the beat and everything, but I just didn't like when they were both singing at the same time. It was just too overpowered. For me, it was too overpowered, like, just it was too loud, them singing, and it was trying to compete with the song, and it was just like, no.
I liked it. I mean, it's not my favorite song of the three.
Well, you like more rock than pop, though, so
but
that's
yeah, but I did like it in general. Like, I would still listen to it, you know. I like it. I liked it
but
in general.
And like you said, it was a good summer theme, poppy-ish.
Yeah.
Quite completely bubblegum pop.
Yeah, like,
no, but
no. Like, I would listen to it if I was in, like, a really happy mood.
Yeah. And it felt somewhat off, possibly because that other two are much more rock than it.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe,
it was okay.
But it does still have rock elements in it. You know, obviously they're not heavy.
No.
They're really subtle, but I can see where they kind of ties into their overall theme.
And this is one, they do have a website. Let me get it called up here real fast. And this is one, we'll have it on the links at the post as well, but it's the mix-band.de.
Because it's so in Germany. I figured that out.
But they do have some parts that are in English on their website. Not many, but there is a few parts. They do have a blog that's in English, but they haven't really kept it up. Nothing's been on there for a year. So I think with the touring, they kind of got unexpectedly busy. And yeah. They're like,
they need a secretary.
True.
That's right.
Contact us. We'll translate. Call us up and we'll butcher your language.
I was gonna tell a story.
What was it?
I can't remember. How sad. It was a good story.
That story brought to you by April.
Yeah, I remember I was going to mention the wolf whistling song, but
The wolf whistling song, that was the opening scene. The opening or closing theme to Spice and Wolf. Spice and Wolf. Closing, okay.
That one was something I really liked.
Yeah, but maybe a little similar, but there's differences for sure.
It's only really somewhat similar to the second song on the thing. True. The one we talked
it's
about.
It's more of a pop type song.
Yeah.
But I think if they're in your area, I think if you go out and view them in concert, I think you'll like their music. You'd be, like April said, pleasantly surprised.
Yep.
They're a decent group. They're out there trying to promote, like April said, the equality. And I think the last trip through America was primarily for autism. And I don't know if that's what they focus on completely or if they do different themes at different concerts or not.
I know, yeah, because their overview isn't just autism. It's disabilities in general. So I don't know if they have a theme per concert or just overall theme for everything.
Wherever they go, participate or something.
But yeah, check out a concert if you can, because I think they'd be really cool to watch.
And this is one, probably proceeds of part of the gate, more than likely would go to a local charity or something back home where they are from. That's just an assumption. I do not know for sure. That's just an assumption on my part, so I could be completely wrong. But I would think with their advocacy, they probably do something like that. I think, like I said, go to their concert, have a good evening out if they're in your area. Right now, they are no longer in the States, but if they do come back, look them up. Or if they're doing a tour in one of the other countries,
and you keep a track on them. Passing by.
Yeah, keep a track on them or hit them up on YouTube. They have a few videos on YouTube as well, so you might watch them there. I think, unless April, anything else?
No, I'm good.
We'll be leaving out on Anderson, and we've been having fun here. Hope everybody's been having fun out there. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.